A Spiraling Universe of Possibility by Sophia Dragon, read by CookieMom6067. Stardate 2387.01. Spock considered his current actions to be both deeply selfish and endlessly altruistic. A supernova threatened Romulus, and he was going to do his best to prevent the destruction of the Romulan homeworld, just as another Spock had done in another universe. If he failed to save Romulus again, then history would repeat and he would meet two youthful variations of himself and Jim. It was impossible that history would repeat exactly in a closed loop, because he was not the same man as the elder he had met all those years ago. And the young man he met, if he went back in time, could not become him either. Failure would begin a new timeline in the spiraling path of their souls that would contain different yet similar events. He could not assume he would be successful. He was compelled to make contingency plans. Memories of his youth, bright with fondness and tempered with the pain of loss, welled up within him. Meeting Jim, the Kobayashi Maru, his service on the Enterprise, and the loss of most of his people. Selleck, himself from another timeline, had told him many things about how his world was different. His other self hadn't wanted to reveal too much, concerned that Spock would overthink things instead of living his own life. But there were plenty of little details implied in the things he said and the reactions he had that went beyond the facts he shared. Jim's life, at least his childhood up until he met Spock, had been far, far worse in this timeline than the prime one. Spock's mother, Amanda, died far earlier. Spock lived most of his life as an endangered species, carrying the pain of an unimaginable loss. For those reasons, Spock's current actions were selfish. Perhaps there were things about his timeline that were better, that would be better long after he left this plane of existence. And what was done was done. The universe forever changed from what it would have been. Yet for those people so dear to his heart, it seemed there had been so much less for them. He would change that if he could, for the sake of his own happiness in the next life. It was also an altruistic action because 6 billion Vulcans died in his timeline that did not die in the prime timeline. The loss was on such a scale that any attempt to change events, to change the people who could prevent that from happening, was worth making, no matter what the other consequences were. Doing anything at all was better, no matter what ethical standard was applied, than doing nothing and allowing an apocalyptic event such as that to occur. Of course, some actions would be more useful than others, and it was possible that an error would result in the destruction of more worlds, so there was a risk of making things worse. So Spock had planned. For most of his life, the possibilities lurked in his mind as an endless thought experiment about what could be. As he grew older, it shifted from vague ideas based on daydreams to more concrete cause and effect calculations. He might enjoy the daydream of abducting Jim from an abusive home at age 4, dropping him on top of his younger self just before his betrothal bonding to T'Pring, and telling his 7-year-old counterpart to bond with his T'Hyla immediately. But that was not likely to help save Vulcan. And there was no guarantee he could change his arrival date. Indeed, it was best that he did not deliberately try to have his ship arrive in the past at an earlier date, due to the risk of Nero getting to the red matter, while Federation technology was even less advanced. Another discarded solution was some kind of transporter or stealth technology, which would put him first on the Narada, and then allow him to join those evacuating the Kelvin. In that plan, he would get back to Vulcan and meld with T'Pau by whatever means necessary. It had taken him a glacially slow grieving process after her death, the first member of the Vulcan High Council to die on New Vulcan, to realize the depth of affection his clan mother had for him. Her unwillingness to undermine his father's authority had appeared too much like a lack of care to his young eyes. But there were a thousand small moments that showed how she valued him. She was also more adept at politics than he could ever be. If he could trust any politician to do something about the coming danger with 25 years warning, well, she was family. The problem was the extremely high risk of his own death while on the Romulan ship. Infinite diversity in infinite combinations. If he didn't find a solution and events unfolded in too similar a fashion in the next attempt, then the next version of him would do the same. A spiraling path that could never tread the same ground twice, reaching outward until it reached its final result. He could only do his best and hope that it reached his desired end. The end.